in the 50s. Winds up to 20 miles an hour. Expected to warm up tomorrow after the morning fog burns off. Currently 70 in Concord, 68 in Mountain View, 57 overcast in San Francisco. And on your radio dial, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Scott Letiri, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Scott. KGO time is 1224 on Dining, sorry, 1234 on Dining Around with Gene Burns. Our final segment deals with one of my favorite things, chocolate in various guises and types. And what some of you may know, others of you may not realize, I actually owned a chocolate candy store years ago while I was also a broadcaster. I'm a huge fan of chocolate. And it's such an intriguing substance because it is so simple and yet so complex in terms of its preparation. And there will be a huge chocolate extravaganza in San Francisco next weekend, the Chocolate Salon at Fort Mason. And we're going to tell you all about it next. Our guests join us to talk about chocolate. What you need to do next weekend is go talk about chocolate and eat some. And there'll be all sorts of chocolate there for you to eat. We'll talk about that just ahead. Our final guests on Dining Around with Gene Burns for this Saturday, the 7th of July. You may ask yourself how it is that Jeff Miller and the gang at Gourmet Appliance Outlet at 33 Hagenberger Court, just west of 880 in Oakland, are able to offer top name, top-notch appliances at such agreeable prices. The answer is really very simple. They are liquidators for the major manufacturers, and I mean a who's who. Frigidaire, Viking, Fisher, Paykel, Gaggenau, Bosch, Thermador. You recognize those names? Miele? Of course you do. They are the leading appliance manufacturers. Bertazzoni is another, for instance. How about the Electrolux Icon, this new oven, this a triple oven that cooks a 5-pound chicken in 15 minutes? Available for you at Gourmet Appliance Outlet at a very agreeable price, because Jeff Miller has learned a thing or two in the more than 25 years he's been in the appliance business on how to buy appliances at very good discounts and then pass them on to you. He doesn't waste any money. It's an outlet setting. It's not fancy, but the prices are terrific. And you get a full factory warranty, so there is no risk on your part at all. Check it out for yourself. They're open today until 4 o'clock. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6. Gourmet Appliance Outlet, 33 Hagenberger Court, just west of 880 in Oakland. Telephone number 510-635-5100. That's 510-635-5100. KGO time now is 12:39 on Dining Around with Gene Burns, Saturday the 7th of July. Next weekend, a terrific event comes your way at Fort Mason Conference Center. It is a chocolate salon. People who are in the chocolate business at various levels and in various product lines will be here strutting their stuff and showing you their wares, and there'll be a whole bunch of demonstrations of this rather intriguing substance, chocolate. I've been fascinated by chocolate for years. I'm a chocoholic of the worst kind. In fact, a lot of these people who are going to be here next weekend have graciously sent ahead a few little pieces for me to sample. I've been having a field day tasting different types of chocolates, and you will next weekend as well. We're joined by Andre Crump, whose idea this chocolate salon was. He is TCB Cafe Publishing and Media. He did the book on cafes of San Francisco. This was his idea. And Freddie Baggerman, who is the sort of ambassador for Vermeer Dutch Chocolate Liqueur, which is being relaunched in the United States, is one of the companies that will be there as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Nice to have you with us. Andre, where'd the idea come from?
Well, the idea came from this book I wrote called Chocolate French, and it was sort of a guide to different chocolatiers and chocolate recipes around the world. And when we launched our Taste TV program, we created a program called Chocolate Television, and a lot of chocolatiers started saying, Andre, you know so many chocolate people. Why don't you do a chocolate event on the West Coast? Because no one has ever done anything very large or very focused, at least in a couple of decades.
Right. And where did your passion for chocolate come from?
Actually, it was more my passion for French that decided me to made me decide to write that book, Chocolate French. And then I really learned a lot about a chocolate. And once I did that and tasted so many different types of chocolate from around the country and around the world, that I just started, obviously, becoming more of an expert.
Yeah, chocolate is such an intriguing substance. The more you get into it, the more there is to learn about something which appears to be rather simple. But the conversion of what we know as chocolate that we would eat from those cacao nibs that come from the cacao tree is a remarkable transformation.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Who would ever think, looking at this big pod hanging off a tree, that they could convert it into something that is almost addictive to people?
Right, exactly. That I'm not sure it isn't, actually, at least in my case. And so you've got companies at various levels of chocolate presentation coming to this event.
That's correct. We have a few larger companies. I guess you could say Terra Nostra Organic Chocolate out of Canada is coming down, and Theo Chocolate is coming down. We have some people from Utah, like Armano Chocolate. We have quite a few from the Bay Area, but most of them are fairly small. Charles Chocolates is going to be there. I don't know if they're considered small or not, but everyone is really, for the most part, artisan or premium. They hand make a lot of the things, or they batch make them, and very nice products.
Well, and the great thing about this assemblage at Fort Mason next weekend is that a lot of these smaller artisanal producers you probably never have heard of.
They're
hidden away. Their fans know about them, and that's it.
It's very, very true. When we said we were doing the salon, we knew who we were going to talk to first, and we approached them. But then the word started getting out, and chocolatiers, of course, I personally had never heard of. Started contacting us, and it really kind of proved the point that there's so much great chocolate out there. This is the type of thing that we need to do more of, so that people can really taste more of it.
Yeah, and Freddie, Vermeer Chocolate Liqueur, this is a relaunch of this product.
Yes, originally it was launched 6 years ago, by Maurice Canbar of Sky fame. And after Maurice sold Sky off, Vermeer kind of became the stepchild and was lost, so to speak, a little bit in the translation. And we are definitely, everybody's behind it again to make it the brand that it's supposed to be and grow it into a competitive brand also, of course.
Now, it's a liqueur, so obviously it's used traditionally as a liqueur. But I would expect this is a substance used a lot in dessert preparation, in baking and those kinds of things, and cocktails.
That the dessert part is one of the things that's been largely overlooked. This is, will go excellent over ice cream, cakes, and those types of, we call them adult desserts that way.
Yes.
Cocktails, it's fantastic. You can drink it straight. You can make chocolate martinis with it. It's fantastic for that. With coffee, make it a Dutch coffee.
Right.
And even just straight over the rocks, it's very good.
Yeah, and you'll be at the event next weekend?
Yes, we definitely will be there. We'll be pouring samples, so come and taste it for yourself.
Those are the magic words. That's what I was hoping I'd hear him say. We will be pouring samples. Have that laminated for your wallet at next weekend's Chocolate Salon. We'll talk more about what you'll find there and how you get tickets and the hours of operation of the Chocolate Salon at Fort Mason Conference Center. We'll do all of that just ahead. You're listening to Dining Around with Gene Burns on KGO. Let me say a word about floor covering. Just Remnants has the best deal in floor covering. You see, here's the deal with Just Remnants. Regardless of sales or discounts elsewhere, their prices are up to 70% off other stores' retail. Why? Because they don't waste any money on fancy settings. They're very smart. They source floor coverings all over the world. So they bring you, they must have 500 to 600 rolls of carpet, everything from 100% wool to synthetic fibers in various colors and textures. Incidentally, rolls of carpet are important. If you make a decision on what carpet to buy from a 4x4-inch swatch, are you in for a surprise? A 10-foot piece of that carpet is going to look a lot different than that 4-inch by 4-inch swatch. You need to roll out 5 or 6 or 8 feet of that carpet and look at it. That's what it'll look like when you get it on the floor. And you can do that at Just Remnants. They also have great vinyl choices, of course, exotics like bamboo and sustainably grown pre-finished hardwood flooring, the usual like oak, cherry, and maple, and the not-so-usual like Indonesian merbau, and great prices. Two locations, 950 Piner Road, just west of Highway 101 in Santa Rosa, and the corner of Anderson Drive and Bellum Boulevard next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael. Stop and see them. They also have an online location, www.justremnants.com. And when you do stop by, tell them I said hi. KGO time now is 12:48 on Dining Around with Gene Burns. We're talking about chocolate, one of my favorite subjects. And next weekend at Fort Mason, there will be a major chocolate exhibition, the Chocolate Salon, it's being called. And we are joined by two individuals, the originator of the idea, Andre Crump, who is with TCB Cafe Publishing and Media. It was his idea. And then Freddie Baggerman, who is going to represent Vermeer Dutch Chocolate Liqueur, and be pouring some at the event as well. Now, Andre, the tickets are a very reasonable $20. What will people find when they get inside?
Well, they're going to find that we've tried to put into an intimate space so that everyone can really get to know everyone. And they're going to find, I think, over 25 artisan or premium chocolate makers, plus some local wineries who will also be represented there to do some wine and chocolate pairings. Of course, Izzy Beverages and Vermeer will be there. Right. They'll also see a lot of great chocolate demos. There'll be a lot of some presentations, such as from Seneca Claussen from Bittersweet Chocolate Cafe. There's going to be some talks about the role of chocolate in the world and where it comes from. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of great speakers. In fact, we just were contacted with someone last week, someone from the East Coast who's going to talk about how to use chocolate in meditation.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Now, is there someplace someone can go to get an idea of who's going to be there and what's going to be there? Do you have a website?
Absolutely. The website is sfchocolatesalon.com.
SFChocolateSalon.com. Can you buy tickets on the website?
That's right. Tickets are $20 at the door and $17.50, I think, if you buy them in advance.
Oh, you get a bit of a break if you buy them in advance on
Absolutely.
The website. Now, we were talking off the air, and you were saying that as part of this chocolate event next weekend, at Bloomingdale's this week, they're having chocolate demonstrations?
That's correct. Every day this week, including today, at Bloomingdale's, except for Sunday and Monday, we're going to be having chocolate recipe demonstrations. So we'll have different chefs there, like Chef Ryan Scott from Myth Cafe and Muriel Rue from Absinthe. And we'll also have someone demonstrating how to make recipes using Vermeer. In the desserts.
Right.
There will also be chocolatiers who will go there, like Coco Delis and Coco Lux and, you know, people from there. They will be demonstrating how to taste chocolate or how to make truffles. So it's kind of leading up to the salon on Saturday, but Bloomingdale's has a great kitchen down there.
Yeah. Making truffles, I know it's intimidating. People are just terrified of the very idea. It's not all that difficult. If you go and watch one of these professionals do it, you might be encouraged to make a few for yourself at Christmas time using chocolate. And the other incredible thing here is this is such a simple yet complex subject. I mean, chocolate. Now, look at the wide range of flavors you have, from the darkest dark all the way over to white, which is not really chocolate, but it's considered chocolate by the general public, through the milk chocolates, the lighter chocolates. Every single one of them, subtle differences in flavor. It's really amazing.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Has Vermeer, is this chocolate liqueur, does it go back a ways into Dutch history? I know that things like Genever, I think it's called, which is the precursor of gin, comes from the Dutch. How about the chocolate?
It's pronounced Genever.
Is that right?
I'm from Holland originally.
See, I should have kept my mouth shut. I knew it was from Holland, and I stumbled onward anyway.
It is. Yeah, it's called Genever, or Genever is what you'd call it here.
Right.
And that goes back a long, long way.
Right.
And the chocolate, I'm not very familiar with the history of chocolate in Holland, but I do know that like in the 1600s, there were some inventions made that had to do with chocolate.
And they
were done. Yeah. Most people, when they think of chocolate, you know, first comes the Swiss and then the Belgians.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dutch were actually some of the first forerunners and front runners in making chocolate, you know, a more common beverage, so to speak, or something to eat.
Yeah. Is there not something called Dutch processed cocoa?
I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
with that.
I think there is. I think that's a process that may be one of the things that the Dutch contributed. Of course, the Dutch were major traders, the Dutch East India Company, and
yes,
so they went all over the world. So it's logical they would have brought cacao back from someplace.
Yes. Well, once they saw how it was being treated in Spanish and French royal courts,
right,
they would have realized the value of this commodity and definitely started trading in it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's the Latin name Theobroma means drink of the gods. It's real. This is chocolate is, it's just amazing as a subject, both in terms of the complexity of the flavor profile of chocolate, depending on how it's made, and also as a substance when it melts. When you go to the chocolate salon next weekend and you watch some of the chefs and others melting chocolate and holding it in temper, and you know it melts at lower than your body temperature. We've all heard the M&M ads. So the reason it's candy-coated is so it won't melt, because you have to hold it at a temperature lower than body temperature. It's really a fascinating substance. And we'll get you the nuts and bolts information on tickets and the hours of operation at next weekend's Chocolate Salon just ahead. If you're smart, you'll make it a note to get one of the tickets. Save yourself $250. Buy it online, $17.50, $20 at the door, and chocolate, chocolate, and more chocolate. And you can never have enough chocolate. And you'll have it next weekend at this event. Here is a KGO community reminder. I have to find a new one because that one's already started. Join the Richmond Hermit AIDS Foundation at Help Is On The Way for the Holidays 13. Goes to the movies August 5th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Help Is On The Way is an elegant evening of fun designed to raise funds for Bay Area AIDS service providers. For more information, simply visit richmondermet.org. That's richmondermet, Ermet spelled E-R-M-E-T.org. And that is a KGO community reminder. Well, we are plagued by our mighty enemy, the clock, here, but I do want to get you the nuts and bolts information. Freddie Baggerman of Vermeer Dutch Chocolate Liqueur will be at the Salon this coming weekend pouring the product, and it's available in this relaunch. It's now available in stores and so on.
Yes, it is.
For people to buy.
Yes.
And Andre, again, the website where people can get more information, a list of what's happening.
SFChocolateSalon.com.
SFChocolateSalon, SALON.com. And you can buy tickets there. They're $17.50, so you get a bit of a break.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know we were saying earlier off the air, Grace Ann Walden is actually doing a demonstration there as well.
Grace Ann is going to be there doing a recipe from her new box set of recipes called 86 Recipes.
Right.
And she'll be signing copies there as well. Also, on Saturday, Yosh Han, who is a local perfumer, very, very well known,
yes,
will be demonstrating a chocolate perfume she created for a chocolate company from out east.
Is that right?
Yes, very interesting.
See, I always thought you just melt the chocolate and rub that behind your ear. I didn't know that, but actually, they put it in a perfume. I saw that note. Thank you both for joining us. Good luck on the chocolate salon. It ought to be a great success.
Thank you, Jane.
And if it is a great success, no doubt we'll see it in years to come.
We hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Andre Crump, who is TCB Cafe Publishing and Media here in San Francisco, and Freddie Baggerman of Vermeer Dutch Chocolate Liqueur. And that's our offering for this Saturday, the 7th of July, in 2007. It's that magical day. We'll be back next Saturday, once again talking food, wine, and travel on Dining Around with Gene Burns. We hope that you will join us. I'll be back Monday night from 7 to 10 on the Gene Burns program, and we will talk issues of the day. All of the information on guests and their products and services appearing on Dining Around are available to you at our website, diningaround.com. We invite you to check it out. And thanks for joining us. Our thanks to engineers Chris Hernandez and Bruce Fiacco, who make the program run smoothly. Katie Lever did the news in the first part of the program. Scott Letiri doing the news in this part of the program. And the heavy lifting is done by executive producer of Dining Around with Gene Burns, Joel Riddell, who does the heavy lifting so I don't have to. I'm headed for a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Yay! The heirloom tomatoes are out again. And you're listening to KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Keith Urban's band at New Jersey's Giant Stadium, one of nine venues for today's Live Earth concerts being held on all seven continents. Al Gore speaking via Jumbotron.
Thanks to these fantastic performers that we are seeing today, who are not only taking the stage, but taking a stand.
ABC's Linda Alban joins us live from London's Wembley Stadium.
A near-capacity crowd here at London's Wembley Stadium, Joan. We're just entering the eighth hour of this concert. Organizers are hoping will trigger worldwide awareness of global warming. Despite the skeptics, a lot of people open to that message.
Probably the best way I can think of to bring as many people together at once to at least think about the same issue.
And that was the Pussycat Dolls just leaving the stage, Foo Fighters and Madonna. Still to come, Joan.
ABC's Linda Alban, live from London's Wembley Stadium. Iraqi police say more than 100 people were killed as a suicide bomber blew up a truck full of explosives in a market north of Baghdad. ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad.
We understand that the truck was carrying about 2 tons of explosives, which in itself is an enormous explosion. But on top of that, where it went off was close to a number of buildings, and it seems that these buildings were made of mud and brick, and they just collapsed. And a lot of the casualties were actually killed by the collapsing buildings rather than the force of the explosion itself.
Some parts of the country just can't catch a break from extreme weather. Triple-digit temperatures making life miserable and creating a wildfire hazard for western Colorado and eastern Utah. On the West Coast, says Kevin Roth with the Weather Channel, air quality warnings.
In Southern California, Bakersfield has a code red air quality today, and the poor air quality will expand into the rest of the Midwest and Northeast on Sunday and Monday.
A federal disaster declaration in parts of Oklahoma where thousands of buildings have been damaged by floodwaters. You're listening to ABC News.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
President Bush let loose against the Democrat-controlled Congress today, saying they're creating a federal cash flow problem. ABC's Louise Schiavone in Washington.
Democrat or Republican, it's tough to defend the fact that Congress has been getting by with a catch-all money measure instead of the organized, separate appropriations bills it's supposed to pass. President Bush called Democratic leaders out on the issue in his weekly radio address.
At their current pace, I will not see a single one of the 12 must-pass bills before Congress leaves Washington for the month-long August recess.
Mr. Bush failed to mention that back in October, when Republicans were still in charge, GOP leaders left most of the appropriations bills unresolved. Louise Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
It's a busy day for weddings, the seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year of the century. Thought to be a lucky day. ABC's Gigi Stone in Las Vegas.
Lucky 7 Mania has hit Las Vegas. Caesar's Palace is holding a mass wedding at 7 p.m. for $1,777.77. Couples are flocking to wedding chapels and gambling casinos.
Tradition in Pamplona, Spain. So far, seven people have been injured on the first day of the nine-day running of the bulls. Large crowds this year because the start day fell on a weekend. This is ABC News.
On the road, you can count on a little adventure, a lot of fun, and, well, let's face it, that inevitable traffic, too. But now you can also count on a winning time when you stay at Super 8, because this summer, everyone's a winner in our Mystery Hotspot promotion. Sign up at Super8.com for a chance to win a vacation package to a Mystery Hotspot of your choice and $10,000. You can count on us, Super 8. See you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of U.S. and Canada, 18 and older, ends 9607. For official rules, visit Super8.com.
Joan Bennett, ABC News.
I'm is KJL Radio News Time now, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Letieri. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and around the state. Hot weather, rugged terrain, confronting crews battling huge fires in two national forests. One in the Inyo National Forest and a fire in the Los Padres National Forest has grown to 6,300 acres. A bus strike is causing headaches for 200,000 passengers in Orange County. And a federal judge has turned down a request by Oakland marijuana activist Ed Rosenthal.